Have you ever wondered about the difference between work and play? It's a good question. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Work and play. People who make play out of work are people who are having the most fun in the world doing their activities or doing their job. And people who make work out of play have sort of messed up things quite badly, and they are always thinking, why do I have to do that? Why do I have to do this? Why does that come along? Why? You see? And the more we say why, the more we say why do these things have to come along, the more we're faced with them and faced with making a decision as to what we really want to do. Let's make all life play. Let's make our work play. Let's do everything we can to have a lot of fun doing whatever it is we do. Now, what is it that we do? Well, if we're working in an office, we can find things to make our office work exciting. Find things to make our office work something that is just a joyful activity. In the first place, we start with liking ourselves. We say, I like me, I'm in divine order. I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. And as we say this, we feel good about ourselves. Then we go to our office. And as we go to our office with the idea, I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, we look at everyone in the office and we say, I'm divine order, so are you. I am peace, so are you. I like me, so do you. And we see everyone this way because they're our reflection. So, if, as this is true, we go to the office and we see everyone our reflection of I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, then we are seeing everybody very exciting, very wonderful, because we're very exciting and we're very wonderful. We see everything that we're asked to do as an exciting adventure. Maybe small, maybe big, doesn't matter. We see everything that everybody else is doing is they're taking it as an exciting adventure. They're so excited about the things they're doing, and you say, my goodness sakes, I've been there, done that. Yes, but they haven't. And now they're being there and doing that, and they're having the same thrill that you had or could have had when you were there. If we go into all activities in life, if we go into our workaday job, whatever it may be, if we raise the children, whatever number we may have, or if we're just feeding the birds in the yard or going out and raking the lawn, if we do it with all our love and all our joy and all our peace. When I rake the lawn, I am not a perfectionist totally, quite a little bit though. I take a fan rake and I rake the grass. And, well, in front of the monastery, we have a chunk of lawn which is particularly enticing to rabbits. And rabbits come to our front lawn and love to munch on the grass. Well, at the same time, they leave their little rabbit turds behind. And as they leave them behind, the lawn becomes filled up with these little brown balls. And they're all dry, and they're just lying there, and they're messing up the beauty of the lawn. So I tell the group, I say, okay, who's next? Go get the shop vac and vacuum it all up. And they say, vacuum the lawn? I say, sure. So they get the shop vac and they go out there and they vacuum it just like they're vacuuming the floor of the garage. And they move the vacuum back and forth and here, there, and yon. The grass remains right in place, but all those little brown balls go jumping up into the shop vac. And within 5 to 10 minutes, the entire front lawn has been vacuumed clean of all of those little brown balls. And it looks beautiful once again. Then we water it, and it is just as charming as can be, and makes a new crop so the rabbits can come back and enjoy it again. Now, really, what I should do is, in making work play, I should also say, now, all the rabbits, you just go and eat your flora and fauna all over the 104 acres here and just leave the monastery lawn alone so that it can be beautiful for us to look out on. Well, From time to time, they do that. And we want to have them do that all the time. And to have them do that all the time means that every time I look at the lawn, I think the rabbits are out playing on the 104 acres, just having a grand time and not interested in our lawn at all. Now that, of course, is a negative aspect, but the rabbits are out having a grand time everywhere on 104 acres. And as we look at the lawn, we see it beautiful. We see it glorious. We see it wonderful. Make everything play that your work is. Make everything a joy. Make everything that something that's so exciting that everyone who thinks about it, hears about it, knows about it, says, wow, 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 do I like that? Do I like that? That is just so fantastic. I love it, I love it, I love it. And when they say those things, what happens? Then their work is play. And this is what it's all about. This is what we want all of our life to be, our work to be play. And it can be play if you really put the cause in motion and give it a chance. So today, make your work play, just like I make my life and my work all play, because that's the only thing I know how to do. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, telling you, make your work play and have a great day. I love you. I love you. I love you.